Hello and welcome to another legal talk here on eRadio with myself, Ion, and also Han and Han attorneys. Today we're joined by Olebogeng Mangena, senior candidate attorney at the firm, to talk about a very hot topic, and that of course is wrongful arrest. Imagine you are arrested and you did absolutely nothing wrong. I mean, that's a very traumatic experience, I'm sure. It's never happened to me before, thank goodness. But today, let's go through that and see what you can do when you have been arrested wrongfully. Olebogeng, welcome to Legal Talk. How are you doing?
Hi, Ion. Thank you for having me. I'm doing well, thanks. And how are you?
Good, thank you. We're just freezing down here in the Cape, but that's winter for you, so we're used to it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's very cold here. But anyway, let's dive into today's topic. What would you say constitutes wrongful arrest?
Wrongful arrest would be constituted by an unjustifiable and intentional infliction of a restraint upon another person's personal freedom. So this occurs when the police or a peace officer restrain somebody's freedom of movement without any justification to it. However, I just want to mention that in this case, we say that there must be an intentional infliction. The intentional infliction that I am referring to here, it does not bear the normal meaning of having an intention to cause harm or injury. It is used in a narrow sense in which the element of consciousness of unlawfulness is dispensed with. And it is also used as a substantive meaning or element of a delict of unlawful arrest. And it retains its formal sense, and which same falls under the umbrella of Uneria as a species of delict.
Okay, now is it necessary to prove malice or intent on the part of the arrester who sought to have the aggrieved arrested?
It's not necessary to prove the intent or malice on part of the arrester. It is sufficient that the arrest is illegal. And if he acts maliciously, that will be an element in estimating the damages. But the mere forced imprisonment or illegal arrest gives the right of action to the person who has been arrested.
Okay. And what elements are required to be proved in order to be successful with a wrongful arrest claim? And then also, what are the rights pertaining to wrongful arrest?
The elements that needs to be proved by the claimant is conduct and wrongfulness on part of the person who's making the arrest, as well as the causal link between such wrongful conduct and the damages that are caused or suffered. So in this case, wrongfulness plays a major role in that I will have to focus more or extensively on the wrongfulness. In this case, again, there are rules that regulate the claim for unlawful arrest, and is that one, the onus of proving wrongfulness will be vested on the claimant or the plaintiff, the person who brings the claim, to prove to the court that the act of deprivation of the liberty or the freedom of movement. And this will then constitute an infringement on the bodily integrity as recognized as a personality and even the fundamental human rights. The second rule will be that after the claimant has discharged these onus, then the onus will shift to the defendant to justify his actions. This rule was laid down in the case of Minister of Justice versus Hofmeyr.
Okay, and who can lodge a complaint of wrongful arrest?
Any person who has been wrongfully arrested can lodge a wrongful arrest claim, provided obviously that is not a minor or a person with disability.
Okay. And in practice, what defenses are available to the arrestor? What defenses does the arrestors normally resort to?
They normally resort to the grounds of justifications. So in law, we have a number of defenses that any person can use to defend themselves. Mentioning a few is a private defense, necessity, provocation, or judicial authority. But the latter is the one that is commonly used, and it is resorted to frequently in practice. And in respect of arrest affected by the peace officer, which includes the police officers, the Criminal Procedure Act contains detailed provisions, and the SAPS standing orders also provides a guidance as to the powers of the of arrest, as well as the procedures that must be followed in executing the arrest.
Okay, well, now we know what constitutes a wrongful arrest. Now the question is, what constitutes a lawful arrest?
The detention of the arrest, after an arrested person have been arrested, would depend on four pillars. The first one would be that the arrested person, whether they use a warrant or not, must be properly authorized. This means that there must be a statutory provision that have authorized the arrest. And the second pillar would be that the arrestor must exercise physical control over the arrestee, unless maybe the arrestee has submitted themselves to custody. And the third one would be that the arrestee must, at the time of the arrest or immediately after such occurrence, be informed of the reasons for his arrest. And the last one would be that the arrestee must be taken to an appropriate authority. This will be to a police station, or if the person has been arrested with a valid warrant of arrest, then they must be taken to a place as described on the warrant of arrest.
Okay, and can a wrongful arrest claim prescribe? And if so, what time frames are we looking at?
Generally, claims, they can prescribe. They prescribe over 3 years on normal courses. However, since most claims are being lodged against the Minister of Police, we have the Act which regulates the proceedings for instituting claims against the police and other public offices. So in terms of that Act, the aggrieved party must lodge a notice of the intended legal proceedings against such organ of state, and thereafter, 3 months after that, the period on the notice expires, then they must institute the legal proceedings.
Lebogang, doesn't make any difference if the wrongful arrest was done maliciously or mistakenly.
Like I said earlier on, the intention of the arrestor is not important or relevant in this case. What the court focuses on is the wrongfulness that had occurred and the illegality of the arrest.
Okay, here's a scenario for you. What happens if the aggrieved has already started serving their sentence as a result of this wrongful arrest?
In my opinion, the same procedure would be followed, the one that I just explained now, in that the only difference would be the degree of the damages that has been suffered. In this case, since the person has already served the sentence, their claim would not be the same as the person who just been arrested probably for like 2 or 3 months. So that will assist or be extensive in terms of damages claims.
Okay, and then our final question for today. In the event of wrongful arrest, does the aggrieved party have a claim against the complainant or against the state?
Normally, these arrests are being conducted during the scope of employment of the whoever person who's making the arrest. So in this case, the claim will not be against the person who's making the arrest themselves personally, but rather against the state, or if it's a security company or whatever, against that company on basis of vicarious liability. So in terms of the vicarious liability, the person who has performed the act, they are being immune from liability on the basis that they performed that act during their scope of employment, and they were conducting their duties as expected.
Okay, and then that's wrongful arrest in a nutshell today on Legal Talk. Lebogang Mangena, Senior Candidate Attorney at Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Are you or your business in trouble and struggling to find a solution? Call Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, as we assist clients in finding solutions. We specialize in consumer and food law, commercial and construction law, forensic investigations, and administrative law. Visit hahnlaw.co.za. That's H-A-H-N. We assist clients nationwide. Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, because we care. Don't miss Legal Talk with Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, Wednesday mornings at 10 on eRadio.